Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, friends. I've had this episode on my mind and my heart for a while now. Over the past year, I've slowly been going through documents in my studio, in my office, just piles of papers and photos and just kind of crap that I don't want to throw away, but I'm not sure what to do this. I've come across just a lot of like memorabilia, if you will, from the past 15 or 20 years of my life as I've been going through this process. Really from when I first began doing photography in college, I still had like a bunch of old photos and things from, you know, my senior thesis show and all of these articles and documentation that's been fun to go through, but I also haven't known what to do with. So I've been throwing some things out and organizing some things and, you know, just trying to decide what to do with others. I just find that sometimes it's hard to know what to keep and what to throw away. But anyway, in this whole process of purging and organizing and cleaning my office and studio articles, I really just have been reflecting so much on how far I've come as an artist, as a person, as a parent. I've taken so many risks as an artist. I've really put myself out there and tried a lot of different things. I've, you know, really changed my priorities over the years. I've changed my identity many times, in some simple ways and some more complex ways. And through it all, you know, as I was going through all of this stuff, the thread of my identity as an artist and my identity as a parent is there and is evident. And it was really cool to see. So I became a parent almost 13 years ago. And you know, my artist parent journey has almost always overlapped. Looking back in this way through these documents, it's just really fun to see the parallel journeys that I've been on as an artist parent. When I had my first child, he was definitely my muse. I have found so many old photographs of him from my days first getting, you know, my nice DSLR camera and learning how to work that thing, learning how to take photos on a film camera and just learning what it meant to be an artist and be a portrait photographer. Then I, you know, sort of shifted my career into more painting and drawing, more material-based art practice. And I have lots of documentation of him being involved in that side of my art career too. And just seeing him like at my side, taking pictures of him at my studio with me. In the process of doing this, I've remembered what it was like in those former seasons of artist parenthood. And I just felt really grateful for the documenting that I have done, for the reflecting and, you know, kind of sharing that I've really done over the years. 'Cause it's, you know, now that I'm 13 years into being a parent and have been an artist that whole time, it's just cool to see how I've changed and how far I've come as an artist and a parent. So with all that said, I thought it would be a good idea to create an episode that inspires you to do some reflection and to do a bit of documenting. I've created five prompts for you, which can be used really at any time in order to record your life and your identity as an artist and a parent in whatever season you're in. I would recommend that you maybe revisit these prompts every few years or even every year. That would be a great exercise. You can journal in response to them. You can collect photos that go along with them. You're welcome to use the writing that you do or the reflecting that you do with these prompts in, social media or in your newsletter or whatever you want to do with your answers. I just hope they help capture a bit of what is going on in your artist parent world these days. And I hope future you comes across this documentation and reflection and gets to look back with pride and joy to see how far you've come, and also to remember the challenges of former seasons and be able to reflect on your resilience as an artist and a parent. You can see a full list of the prompts in our show notes for this episode at artistmotherpodcast.com. So I'm going to read the five prompts, and then I actually have written out my answers to these prompts that I'm going to share following the reading of the prompts for you. So here are five prompts for documenting the season you are in as an artist's parent. Number one, what season are you in as a parent? What does your caregiving look like these days? Use this prompt to identify who you care for right now and what that care looks like. Number two, what does this season look like for you as an artist? Use this prompt to identify what you're working on, what your time as an artist looks like, and what you are prioritizing in your practice. Number three, what season are your children in, and how does this affect your time? Use this prompt to identify what is happening in the lives of your children or those you are caring for, and what is important to them. How are you supporting your kids or those you're caring for in their own interests and in their pursuits? And prompt number four, what does it look like when you prioritize your art career during this season? Use this prompt to identify what feels good and what feels challenging about putting your art first right now. How is your family affected? Where is there overlap and where are there disconnects? And finally, prompt number five, what meaningful moments do you want to remember from this season of artist caregiving? So again, for the rest of this episode, I'm going to share a bit of my own responses to these prompts, and I hope you find it fun to listen, whether you can relate with some of what I'm going to say or you find yourself in a very different season of artist parenthood. So the first prompt, number one, what season are you in as a parent? What does your caregiving look like these days? For me, as a parent in the spring of 2025, I would say that I'm in a pretty busy season. My kids are ages 6, 8, and 12, but with birthdays coming up very soon. And, I'm not in the years anymore of toting babies around or scheduling things around naps, but my hands are really full in other ways. This feels very much like the phase of soccer mom life, if you will, to use a stereotype. My caregiving is not so much wiping butts and noses, but it really is a lot more about reading parent square notes and making sure my kids are at all their activities on time. It's trying to figure out if my kids are happy and healthy and if they have good friendships and are making meaningful relationships and if they're becoming people with, big hearts. It's a lot of mental caregiving, a lot of emotional labor. It's a lot of practical scheduling. It's a lot of worrying and it's a lot of wondering. It's also a season of a lot of joy and connection and learning about my kids as I watch them just become their own people in the world. I really like this season as a parent, as I feel it like it reflects my independent self, my extroverted self, a bit more than the years when I was homebound with my kids, when they were much more dependent on me for practical caregiving needs. I feel my autonomy coming back as their independence and autonomy grows. And even though this is not an easy season of parenting, it's one that feels more connected to my personality, if you will. So I really like that. I think it's about time you booked an art residency at Kin House Artist Residency. Like Hannah Chalew talked about in episode 162 of the Artist Mother podcast, it's so important to have time and space apart from your regular life to not only make your work, but to rest, to read, and to think about your work. Residencies can afford this experience for artist parents, whether you bring your kiddos or not. Coming out of your routine and settling into a space that has been set up for you to rest, to be inspired, to reflect, and to make your work in a focused way can be career changing. I run an artist residency in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the Kin House Artist Residency is really committed to inclusivity. We are family friendly. There's no fee to apply. There's no hierarchy between emerging and established artists. And all of our residency fees are based on a household income sliding scale. Our residency is gender inclusive, and our 1 week residencies include the entire 2-story, 3-bedroom home, use of a detached art studio, use of a basement art studio, Wi-Fi, washer, dryer, kitchen, backyard with fire pit, back deck, front porch, and common areas. Residency does not include travel, food, or art supplies. You've got to bring those things or provide them on your own. We love our neighborhood where our art residency house is situated in our walkable Southwood Park in Fort Wayne. The house is within walking distance from some of our favorite neighborhood joints, and there's a park nearby with walking and running trails, gardens, and a large playground if you decide to bring your kids. We would love for you to consider booking a residency with us in 2025. Residencies are booked 1 week at a time, but you can also extend your residency to 2 weeks. You can either bring your family or, my recommendation, bring a few artist friends, share the cost, share the space, and have an incredibly inspiring week together. Join us at Kin House Artist Residency. You can find out more and book your spot today. kinhouseart.com/residency. All right, and prompt number two, what does this season look like for you as an artist? So after just reflecting on what season I'm in as a parent and seeing how it's kind of extroverted, it's kind of independent, I'm realizing that it's no surprise that in some ways I'm actually craving more introverted time as an artist. I just moved my studio to a space outside my home, and I'm finding myself spending as much time there as possible, working quietly on a new body of work with audiobooks in my ears, and just kind of feeling like my afternoons slip by way too quickly before I have to put my materials away and head out the door for car line and kid pickup. I'm just really in this season of prioritizing large blocks of quiet studio time and then being very structured about my other responsibilities so that I can block out that good quiet studio time for myself as much as possible. Because there's just so many other areas of my life where I feel this like extroverted energy, and I find myself really wanting to protect that quiet studio time as an artist. So I'm currently working on a solo show that will open up the first weekend in June. And while I'm grateful to have all of my kids in school from, roughly 8 to 3 each day, each weekday. It also still feels like there's never enough studio time. I guess as a parent, that feeling never goes away, no matter what the season looks like. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, prompt number 3. What season are your children in, and how does this affect your time? So, as mentioned in the first prompt, I really feel like I'm in my soccer mom, soccer parent phase of parenthood. My oldest kid is in his middle school's jazz program. They are pretty, I don't know, elite, if you will, for a group of middle schoolers. They're really good. They do all these competitions and, performances, but it's a really big commitment, and it's a lot of time outside of school. Between piano lessons for 2 of my kids, choir for 1 of my kids, little league starting for my youngest, swim lessons for 2 of them. It's just a very big activity phase in our household. It's a lot of shuffling, a lot of schedule keeping, a lot of moving parts, a lot of texting my partner saying, "Was it you who was doing pickup today, or was it me? But if I do that, can I get, Zeke to swim on time?" I don't know. There's just a lot of a lot of moving parts, as I said. It's tough to keep a balance right now of just focused connection time as a family, as our like family of 5, because I feel like my kids are in this discovery phase. They're trying out new things, they're figuring out who they are. It's a really fun time as a parent because I get to facilitate this part of, their identity building, but it's also a lot. I feel tired still in different ways. But it's really cool to see them grow more independent. I don't clean up after them as much anymore. They have become contributors to our whole household. They help contribute to the functionality of our family, and they have more autonomy. And while they're at school, as I mentioned, I have more time to myself. But I feel like that window, especially from like 3:30 to 9 p.m. every day, is kind of this hard stop block of family time where I'm just present for whatever my kids are doing and trying to cook dinner and getting them to their activities and, checking in with them about their day and how are they feeling and how was my spouse's day. And just, it's a lot of connection and shuffling and moving parts, as I said. So it's just different, I'm just in this different phase from what I was in 5 or 10 years ago. I also have noticed as a family that weekends and like vacations feel really precious because we do have that limited time as a family. And I find myself really drawn to protecting that time with my kids because I just see how the world is pulling us in many different directions. It's weird for me because, again, going back to like the very beginning of what I shared in this episode, I see this as a major shift in myself because when my kids were younger and I was in kind of, this very codependent time of parenthood when I was breastfeeding or more homebound, as I said, I felt this desire to connect. I mean, that's when I started this podcast, right? For me, I craved that community. But now, I don't know, I'm feeling like there's this shift where I want those connections with community, but I'm also so protective of my family time in ways that I wasn't years ago. So it's just interesting, to look back and reflect, now that my kids are becoming more independent from me. I actually feel my desire shifting, where I'm craving more time with them. I'm sure this has a lot to do with the fact that my oldest is about to turn 13. Ugh, that deadline is looming, and it just seems wild that I'm about to have a teenager. So, yeah, that feels like the season that I'm I'm in with my kids and how I'm thinking about time as a parent. All right, the fourth prompt. What does it look like when you prioritize your art career during this season? So, with everything I just shared in my head, I see that I still face a lot of challenges as an artist parent. I think I had this idea, maybe you have this idea too, you who are listening, that once my kids were in school full time, it would just kind of get easier as an artist parent. And it does get easier, or it gets easier in some ways, but it also gets harder in other ways. I think ultimately it just gets different. It doesn't get easier, it just gets different. So I'm able to prioritize my art career in different ways now. You know, it's not a problem for me to leave town or to tell them I'm going to go work on something for a few hours and they need to occupy themselves, or it's not a problem for me to schedule things. Like, you know, the support is there. They're more independent, they're capable. But I also feel this pull to be with them more than I did in the past. And I feel like I don't want to say yes to opportunities that will take me away from my kids because I really like being around them and hanging out with them. And I just feel protective of, you know, summer, especially. Summer is like this time when I feel like so many artists are focusing on their making, or they go on residencies, or they have big shows. For me, it's like this time that I want to pull back and focus on my family and just have like lazy days with my kids. It's really weird to go through these different phases as an artist parent and watch as your priorities and your desires keep shifting as your kids get older. I don't feel bad for prioritizing my art right now. That's not what I'm saying. I don't carry a lot of guilt for wanting to be an artist and putting resources into that. My kids and my partner are really supportive and they're flexible and they're happy for me when I have shows and when I want to do things for my career. But I feel torn more than I ever have for when my art takes me away from what otherwise could be quality family time. My kids, as I said, are just growing into people I really enjoy. So ultimately, I feel like this is still a season of the all too familiar artist parent word balance of finding the right give and take between my art and my parenting. It just looks a little different than it did for me 5 years ago, which is the whole point of this exercise. Okay, and my final prompt number five, what meaningful moments do you want to remember from this season of artist caregiving? Oh, there are quite a few meaningful moments that I will be taking note of, but two that I wanted to share and reflect on for this episode. One is an exhibition I had in my city last fall. All three of my kids and my partner were at the opening reception. And it was the first time that I remember being at an opening reception that my family was at and not feeling really stressed, like I need 10 eyeballs on my head to make sure I can see what everybody is doing at all times. I just felt like relaxed and like I trusted how my kids were gonna act at the reception and what they were gonna be doing. I still found myself kind of watching them out of the corner of my eye, but it was much more with just like pride and, you know, just with joy. As I saw them interacting with people, talking about my art, walking around and looking at the art, and I mean, obviously, it still, you know, tears me up, this memory from 6 months ago. It was really meaningful to me. So, another thing I'm really enjoying as an artist parent in this season is including our experiences in our family trips and vacations. I tend to compartmentalize when we're on family trips, but I can't resist usually picking one or two activities that are related to art that are something that I want to do when we go somewhere. So we, you know, typically pick like one museum or one sculpture park or something to do when we're somewhere. And my daughter and my oldest son especially are just really becoming fun to experience art with. They seem to have a decent amount of stamina for walking through an exhibition and just talking about what they're seeing and experiencing. I'm not quite there yet with my youngest, but that's okay. I know that time may come if they have an interest in art, but I also just feel like my kids are genuinely starting to get it. They see the value of art. They see, what I'm doing and what I'm trying to build as an artist, and they get excited to make those connections. They like coming to my studio and seeing what I'm up to. It's not like they want to stay there forever, but they care. And kind of having that interest flip back in my direction from my kids is just extremely validating and really meaningful for me as an artist parent, and something I want to take note of in this season. All right. So at the end of this reflection, I guess the feeling that I'm having most is gratitude. That's what reflection usually does for me, is reminds me that, I have a lot going for me. I have a lot that I can find gratitude for. It's so easy to be caught up in the stress of what we don't have, or all the things we have to do, or, the, I don't know, the many things that can get us down these days. And it's easy to forget that our people and our art are really just such big gifts. It's complex to be an artist parent, and yet, when you boil it down, it's also really simple. We have two things that we want to focus on: caring for our people and making good art. And I'm just really grateful to be connected to a community of folks like you out there listening, knowing that you're trying to navigate your own season of artist parenthood in a challenging world, and just make the most of it. I see you, and I thank you for seeing me in this journey. So I hope this episode is encouraging to you, and I hope you find a lot of meaning in your own reflecting on your season as an artist parent right now. As always, thanks for listening. If you've got an extra moment, I would really appreciate you leaving a review. I don't ask for that very often, but I do know that it helps folks get to know the podcast. And feel free to share this episode with a friend who you might want to share your own prompts and answers with. I'm always up for making this type of thing a shared experience. So thanks for listening, friends. As always, have a great day.
The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.